Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ہمارے حضرت بانا حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے اشعار ہیں، جلسہ قرب محبت. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. انشاءاللہ حضرت والا آپ ترجمہ آپ ہی کر لیں گے، میں پڑھ لیتا ہوں اسے، میں ویسے پڑھ لیتا ہوں تو آپ کے ترجمہ کر لیں گے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. اگر تیرا ہی تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، اگر تیرا ہی تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے، ارے توبہ. صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے، ارے توبہ. کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود رو سوتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے، تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان، گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان، کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل، بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل، تو دل پر جلتے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے، تو دل پر جلتے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے.
جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر، جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر، بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے،
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے. اب حضرت مولا رحمت اللہ علیہ سے that in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes there is a time that passes. When a person is in this state, what state is he, does he find himself? Zuba khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Zuba, the tongue is completely silent, but in the heart is brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is crying. Like we said the other day, on Sunday, that nazam that we read, that we saw, humne tere humne humne dekha hai tere cha ke ghareeban ko, humne dekha hai tere cha ke ghareeban ko. I can't remember it now. Khair, agarche Hazrat says, agarche raah taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, that in a way of taqwa, people who are muttaqi, they find that they experience a lot of ghum, lot of sadness, lot of grief, lot of sorrow. Look at our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that in the work of da'wat and tabligh, you're calling the people, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the taklif that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no Nabi prior to him was given that taklif. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, some of the ashar that we read, in from that ashar we see what difficulties Hazrat went through. And our Hazrat Wala also, mashallah, alhamdulillah, doing so much work, and the difficulties that he's also going through. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests a person with his health. Sometimes a person is tested with other people giving him taklif. Sometimes there are enemies around there. There are people that are jealous. There are people that make jadu on the people that are doing the work of da'wat and tabligh. There are people who make nazar on the people that are doing the da'wat of the work of da'wat and tabligh. Then people are making aitirazat, and they are making objections against the good work that the people are doing. So all this tabligh, they come to the Allah wala, and the people who are doing the work of da'wat and tabligh, more so to them. So we must, a person mustn't be afraid. Why? Because Hazrat Wala says, magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. The one who is a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will forbear and he will make sabr on the gham and on the taklif and on the difficulty that he faces. Hazrat Wala says, sila ishq ke majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. What a reward, a person who is doing wrong type of ishq, haram love that a person makes, haram ishq that a person makes, just look what he gets in return. How is he compensated? Toba, toba, how is he compensated? This is how he is getting compensation. How? Ke aashiq rote rehte hain, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That the people whom they are admiring, the haram ishq that they are doing, those people, they don't even care about them. They turn there, a person is walking on the road, he sees somebody, na'udhu billah, Allah ta'ala saves our eyes and our sight. He looks at his gaze falls on somebody and he's got no taqwa. There is one looking at that person and admires that person. That person is not even aware of it. Turns her face away, that way he's gone. And this person here is crying, and he's got in his heart, he's still got, and in his mind the picture is still there, looming around. That's why our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that khuda na khasta, if by mistake a person's gaze falls on something that is haram, or someone that is haram, that he's not supposed to look at, and he turns his gaze away, don't sit and think about the surat, and don't think about the face that you have seen. Get it out of your mind. سو دس از واٹ حضرت والا سے سنا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. طریقہ پرسن بمچ اینی سن deliberately or by mistake also, then the ishq that is in him, that ishq or the ashik or sahib ishq, he carries on washing that filth that came to him in the form of that guna and that sin. How does he carry on washing it? By crying in front of Allah tabarakallah with his tears. Hazrat Wala says, guna garo ki mat tahqeer kar e zahir nada, ke inki زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. That even the heavens cry on that person who commits a sin and after that he starts making توبہ and he makes استغفار, then such people, please don't look down upon them and don't have a low regard for such gunahgar. We know about that lady Ghamidiyah, when she presented herself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she was being pelted, and one of the sahabi said something that was not munasib at that particular time, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overheard that, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that her tawbah is so strong, if it is distributed to all the people from Medina, it will suffice for them. So we must never look down upon anybody who is a gunegar, who is sinful, who is doing, committing any sins. فر حضرت والا سیز بفرج بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل. In this there is two messages. One is that a person can get dard, that true love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by staying in the company of the Allah wala. So بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر, this is the second, تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. That person who attains the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the company and through the sohbat of the murshid kamil, what happens to him? That every day, every second and every moment, he is enjoying that enjoyment that he gets when Allah tabaraka is with the person. And every moment he feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. This is why some of the ulama, some of the great buzurgan deen and the mashayikh, they say that the person who does not taste jannat here in the dunya, he will not taste jannat in the akhirat also. So a person with whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, and a person who is Allah wala, every day he tastes jannat, and he tastes the taste of jannat every day. So a person who tastes the taste of jannat here in the dunya, inshallah in the akhirat also he will taste, inshallah. And that is exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that what that ayah of the Quran, that wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah, and in akhirat wa nadziyannahum ajran bi ahsani. And opposed to this, man a'rada an dhikri فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَامًا. And one of Hazrat Wala's bayan is also such a beautiful bayan, that وَمَا أَصْوَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَدْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوَنْ كَثِيرٍ زَارَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Yeah, in the dunya already a person faces so much difficulties. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then also one ayat, very very pertinent ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts one zalim on top of the other zalim. When a person commits sins and he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala puts difficulties in different forms. Then Hazrat Wala says in the end, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جان اختر. Oh اختر, anyone who sacrifices his قلب and his جان and his life and his time and his efforts and everything of his, then remember, living out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? The result of that is وَجُرْمِ بِوَفَائِ حَقْ سِوُ مِحْرُومِ رَتَائِ. Because he was just loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he sacrificed everything of his for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? Then he, such a person, becomes deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Jazakallah wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلامنا على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. Just a few points that came to mind. MashaAllah, Maulana Rafiq Saab read it so beautifully also and explained it also so beautifully and completely. But just one or two points that came to mind. One is, Gunahgaro ki mat tahqeer kar e zahid e nada. That do not look down upon the sinner, that person who is a zahid. Zahid is a person who abstains from dunya, who hasn't got anything to do with dunya, a pious person. But he's still nadan. He hasn't understood reality. So he looks down upon the sinners. One instance that comes to mind about that in one village there was a person who was a very sinful person. The whole day he should stay out of the house, come out very late at night, etc. He had very bad outward qualities, etc. His habits were bad. So when he passed away, nobody came for his janazah. Not even family, not friends, not neighbors, town people, nobody came. So his janazah is lying in the house. 3 days passed. So now the wife said that if his body is going to blow up now, diseases will spread. So she hired 4 laborers that they must take him, and how they know, they must give ghusl, they must give kafan, and if they know how to make janazah namaz, or they find somebody, make his janazah namaz, otherwise just bury him even without janazah namaz. So when they gave ghusl, they put on kafan, they took him to the qabristan. Then the wali of that time, who was the buzurg of that area and the great wali of Allah Ta'ala, Allah put it in his heart that my wali's janazah is in the qabristan, go and perform the janazah namaz. Just imagine. So when he got up to go, everyone was there. When his followers, everyone, they all went. When they went there, they performed janazah, buried him. Then they went straight to his house. And they asked his wife, what kind of a person was he? Because we knew him to be a person with all bad habits, should come late at night home, drunk, etc., terrible condition. So the wife said, that is true. I also know him to be like that. But he had certain qualities in him. One was, he kept an orphan child always at home. And before he eats, the orphan child must eat. Before he buy clothes for the house people, must buy for that orphan child. The other thing was that he used to come late, there is no doubt, and in a bad condition. But in the early hours of the morning, tahajjud time, he should take a cold shower, become sober, and then he should cry to Allah Ta'ala. So because of that, if we look at somebody outwardly, then many times we write off a person. But by Allah Ta'ala, we don't know what one quality. So therefore, we should never, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has prescribed for us, and our Shaykh has also prescribed that we should do this wazifa daily. Ke hal mein, then take your name, Abdul Hamid, sab musalmano mein, tu sabse battar aur kamtar hai. That you are the lowest amongst all the Muslims. Because you perhaps outwardly, you got sunnah dressing, etc., you got namaz in your life, but inwardly you don't know which one bad habit there may be. And there may be so many bad habits that we have got, and we are not even aware of them. Even some of us, that even how many gunas we are involved, but we don't even regard it as guna. Like Allah give jazaa khair to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. That bad nazri, looking at other women, we hardly thought of it as a guna. So when a person doesn't look at it as a guna, he doesn't even make tawbah from it. A person doesn't make istighfar, tawbah. How many people who, for example, they haven't got a sunnat beard, but they don't regard it as a guna also. They don't make tawbah also from it. Many other things also. We involved in sports, etc., watching, etc. And if it is like soccer, for example, where you see the stutter of the person also, but you hardly ever think you talk with relish about the whole thing. You enjoy discussing it, etc. You don't even think of it as a guna. So therefore, that we should think, we should realize. And we don't know which weakness is within us. And one time, one of our great buzurgs, I'm forgetting the name, and all great buzurgs were reading the Taraweeh behind him. And he read the ayat, Yawma Tubla Sarair, the day when the secrets will come out. And he repeated the ayat. The people started screaming, and all great ulama, Maulana Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali, are the great buzurgs of this nature. And then they went and they like berserk as they fell down. And he was just repeating the ayat, Yawma Tubla Sarair, when the secrets will come out on that day, the day of Qiyamah. Then all of them, they went and make fresh wuzu again. They came back, then he carried on reading further. So like we read all the ayats, we hear, we make bayan of it ourselves also. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi wa sahibatihi. All we make bayan also of it, but the reality doesn't strike us that what that day will be like. So our secrets, what we're thinking about, nobody knows. You may be with your wife very close, very intimate also. But what you're thinking, she doesn't know. What she's thinking, you don't know. All this will come out on the day of Qiyamah. So, and according to one riwayat, that a person's face will be a mirror. And it will show all his actions of his whole life. And everyone will see all those things. So what will happen on that day? So this, therefore, this reality comes to us and we get concerned how we passed our lives, gunas that we have committed. And like in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says also that this fire that you burn, you light a fire with logs of wood. Like today what we can understand, like you have a bride. And the charcoal is red, bright red. We know that if it just one charcoal has to fall out and fall on somebody's leg or anything, or a small child or anyone, what a terrible tragedy it will be. So that Allah Ta'ala says, تَذْكِرَةً لَكُمْ, so that you think of the fire of Jahannam. There you won't be touching it just little bit. You will be in it. Allah save us all. Half of Jahannam, according to one riwayat, is boiling water. And half of Jahannam is blazing fire. And they will alternate between the two. Allah save us all. Amen. So this is that a person, we don't know you outwardly, you might be looking very pious and great buzurg and al-shaykh and everything. But inwardly, that what sins you have committed, we make tawbah, we make istighfar, and Allah has promised to forgive, and Allah forgives. But we haven't got the guarantee, we didn't get a guarantee that our sins are forgiven. So we have to have that worry also. Though alhamdulillah, we have itminan, Allah Ta'ala, when we make sincere tawbah, you don't repeat the guna, or if you repeat it, you make tawbah again. But still, you get worried. Wow. And we still have to pass our life in this world. We see how many old people, how old they are, what difficulties they are going through. What cases we hear almost every day, all the time, that what cases we hear. So we have to face this. We don't know how our old age will come, or even young people. Some people who are young also. The doctors can't diagnose the disease also. And they're just trying this, they are trying that, etc. So all this we don't know. Then how malakul maut will come? That we don't know also. And then the qabr, life of the qabr. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali says that there were people, one thing before that there are people who are in the qabr 5,000 years, 10,000 years, 20,000 years. Allah alone knows how long. And what the condition is there, we don't know in that life what it is like. We also will go until Qiyamah, still how long it will be. Only Allah Ta'ala knows what it will be like. And then the day of Qiyamah again. And it's how many places in the Quran Sharif Allah explains the severities of the day of Qiyamah. how mountains will fly like cotton wool. What the condition, the earth, we read sometimes that there was an earthquake in Haiti, for example, earthquake in Kashmir, for example, earthquake in this place, and when we know that, when we see the pictures or we hear about, we get the news, we know what our condition is. The day of Qiyamah, all the time earthquakes will take place, by which just mountains will fly like cotton wool. What will be the condition? So this concern and worry, that is what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا عَالَمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Had you people know, if you knew what I know, لَذَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ, that you should have laughed very little and you should have cried a lot. So this is that concern all the time, that what is going to happen. And only the only one thing can save a person is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's rahmat is very great. So we should always think, hal mein, tamam musalmanon mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Aur maal ke atibar se, and as far as our maut is concerned, tamam kafiron mein aur janwaron mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Concerning all non-believers and all animals, say to yourself, you are the worst. And in that, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained to us, we don't know how our maut is going to come. Only Allah Ta'ala knows how maut will come. So, and how many non-believers accept Islam just before maut? Which is said of Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, he saw in his dream one Hindu he knew of Deoband, he was walking in Jannat. So he told him, Lalaji, tu kaisa yaha? How you came here? You got no Iman, it's not a place for people without Iman. So he said, Maulviji, that Maulvi sir, just before I died, I read Ankahat, what was taboo for me to say, La ilaha illallah. I said it just before I died. And then it's for that he got the entry into Jannah. We haven't got any guarantee, so we can't look down even upon the non-believers. Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali, who was very, very nazuk tabiat, very sensitive in everything. When he should go and do his shopping, there was a grocer by whom he should buy, and he should tell him that my goat's beard is better than your beard. He kept quiet, he never should say anything. But when he made, when he passed away, and his janaza passed that shop, then he, Allah by karamat, made him speak. He said, today I can tell you, my beard is better than your goat's beard. Because I always used to think, if I have to die without Iman, then surely your goat's beard is better than my beard. But today, alhamdulillah, I passed away with Iman, so I can tell you my beard is better than your beard. So we don't know, so this worry and concern a person must have. About Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali, it also comes that they found in one kitab of his, a paper on which it was written, Sab kehte Mirza mar gaya, asal mein Mirza ghar gaya. Or saying that Mirza has passed away, he has just gone home. May Allah make us all also go home and go to Jannah, inshallah. And this ye poem, agarche rahe taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai, that lot of tests and trials will come in this path of reaching Allah Ta'ala in taqwa. Like one which Maulana Rafiq Sahib, jazahumullah khair, adamullah fuyuzahum, he said that we see a woman on the street, and then your desire is to look. So all the time, our nafs is with us. And shaitan is also there also all the time. And the worst enemy that we have got is our nafs. Inna aada aduwaka alladhi bayna jambayk. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Raja'ana min al-jihadil asghar ila jihadil akbar. We have returned from the small jihad, jihad on the battlefield, to the big jihad, the jihad of our day-to-day life. Therefore, a person who lives a life of taqwa, he gets greater sawab than a mujahid also. Because he's all the time slaughtering his heart. There you get slaughtered one time, or you get killed, or one bullet, or whatever. But here, you are slaughtering your desires all the time. Desires for name and fame. Desire for, you want praises all the time. Desire for woman. Desire for wealth. Desire for fleshy cars. For fleshy clothes. All this. Woman, whenever they, today we look for such occasions. Even in the name of deen. This jalsa, that jalsa. And then go and see all the things that are displayed. All want to, Allah knows best. We've got no right. We mustn't fall in the category of zahid and ada. And we make atiraz upon people. But normally what we hear, the dressing of the woman, etc. How the chairs are also covered. The women do not cover their faces, but the chairs are covered, etc. All this. So all these things here, which are, and it's today, any small occasion, we blow it up into a big thing. And then we all this here. So anyway, so a person will be, a true person who is following taqwa, he won't make a'tiraz, he won't find fault in anyone. And he will, always, he will be going through this mujahada of slaughtering his desires. Slaughtering the desires are very, very hard. So, agarche rahi taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai, but magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai, and this is what we have to try to become. And as we will read in the kitab also, that king that went out looking for Allah Ta'ala, where we will carry on reading there, that what he had to go through. And all great buzurgs also. Hazrat Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Alayha, she kept roza, she for 1 week. She hardly ate anything. And then when the food came, then the cat or something ate the food up. Then the little glass, must be this kind, stand, made of sand. The water, the glass fell and it broke. And then she said, Ya Allah, what is this after 7 days? And she just, oh, it's just a glass of water. Allah Ta'ala said, O Rabia, if you want me, you have me. If you want dunya, you have dunya. But a person who is a talib sadiq, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to stress a lot on this, that you must be a talib sadiq, a true, a person who is truly looking for Allah Ta'ala. We usually even use deen. Ayatul Kursi we read not to please Allah, to protect our dunya. When we go in the car and we read the surah duas, the Masnoon duas, we're not reading that duas to please Allah Ta'ala, to follow sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are reading the duas that we get saved from an accident. So we are using deen also for our dunya. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said that, tell the people these benefits also, they'll make amal. And ikhlas will come later. Don't stop people. Even if we are doing it for the sake of dunya, at night also we read Ayatul Kursi, we blow in the whole house. But it isn't for Allah's pleasure. It is for our protection. And we just want to satisfy our nafs and our desires all the time. So therefore we're following deen also. So therefore it's a very fine line. To do it for Allah's pleasure. And whatever we do, that only Allah must be happy. And that person who has that in him, who has developed that, and really that is what a person has to take from Buzurgani Deen. To get that desire that I must only please Allah Ta'ala. Rabia Basariya Rahmatullah Alayha, most probably it was she who said that, Ya Allah, if I'm worshipping you for Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. That also, and if I'm worshipping you, to save myself from the fire of Jahannam, throw me into the fire of Jahannam. But if I'm worshipping you for you, then, oh Allah, don't deprive me of yourself. May Allah bless us with this. This is what we have to try and reach. that just to please Allah Ta'ala. We are unfortunately, we are just ourselves, we are doing it. This day is reward for that also. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, Allah will grant us His pleasure and Jannah for that also. But really that is where we have to, that everything we do, not only that we are making namaz for show, but that namaz must be only for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah bless us inshallah. Magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai, hum ko sehta rehta hai. But a person who is a true aashiq, he all the time, that sorrow, he tolerates it. He goes through with it. He doesn't worry. Today with regard to our food, one student of ours who is out in 1 year Jamaat, he wrote two very pertinent points in a letter. He said that I noticed that our new graduates, now those are students who have graduated, who are ulama, and who have gone in 1 year Jamaat, but I found two great weaknesses, and which is with us also, unfortunately. The one is the cell phone and the internet on the cell phone. He says that I find that even in the masjid, undesirable pictures are being passed to one another to see. So this is now sadly what our condition is. And this is very, very common. Porn, etc. It has become so common. In fact, one letter that came in the UK from young age, the children are being made used to porn. And they want to legalize incest. And the university report they got, that it's a natural instinct, so it shouldn't be illegal. So how difficult, isn't it? What a time we are living in. May Allah make it easy for us. The other thing that student wrote, and which we all should be concerned about, is he say young graduates, we see that they are not worried of halal rozi. That just anything from anywhere, takeaways and all that, they just buy, they just eat. We are not worried of halal rozi. So there is also another very, very serious matter. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, save us, inshallah. We'll read about this, what we are reading, that king, who middle of the night, when that love, and that is also from Allah Ta'ala's side. When it comes in the heart, then nothing can stop that person. Like we see many people, when it comes in their heart to go in Jamaat, nobody can stop them. No matter who tries and how they try, but that thing just has to hit you. So that is also the love of Allah. When it will hit you, then you only have to be tarikul dham, have to give up guna, you will be matrukul dham. Sins will leave you automatically. Like in the season of autumn, you don't have to take a stick to hit the leaves down from the trees. Your back will break picking up the leaves. All the time they are falling, sins will leave you like that. But that has to, and that comes from Allah's side. And that comes on small, small things. Bishar Hafi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hafi means a person who walks bare feet. His name became famous, he should walk bare feet, because he used to feel that this is the carpet of Allah. Of Allah, how can I walk on it? Like one time, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali visited me at home, and I told him, you can bring your shoes inside. There is a separate carpet. He says, how can I walk on a carpet with my shoes? So these are those people, and we think nothing of it. One time, one Jamaat came, we visited one Maulana's house, and he had couch, etc. in his house. So that Jamaat be Arab Jamaat. So they told Maulana that this is all not correct. And they had quite a fight. Maulana was also very jalali, very hot-tempered. Allah grant him Jannat, mashallah. But so these people can't tolerate all these things. Walking on the, and we with our shoes on the carpet means nothing to us whatsoever. Anyway, he found a paper on which Allah's name was written. And he took it, and with great love, and he was in a very bad condition in this. But Allah's name, the respect of Allah's name, and he put it up in a high place. And because of that, Allah gave him his love. And then Allah took him to the great heights that he was. The Khilafat-e Usmaniya, the founder of it, was a very, very poor person. Very poor person. And he lived in a village, and where he used to entertain the guests very much. That was his one special quality. His house people, other people didn't like him for this. They chased him away. So he went to a certain Buzurg's place, and where he gave him place to sleep, there was the Quran Sharif on the shelf. So whole night he didn't stretch his legs and sleep. He kept his legs up. So Allah Ta'ala then, he saw in his dream that you respected my Quran Sharif, I will give you great respect. And the next morning then he went, and then Allah Ta'ala opened the doors, and he became a conqueror of city after city. And he put the foundation for the Khilafate Usmaniya. So this is when a person does this small, sometimes how many people, that woman was a great sinner, but she gave that dog water to drink. With her shoe, she pulled up water and she gave the dog. So these are things Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And it all comes from Allah's side. We just have to cry to Allah Ta'ala that Allah makes us his. مولانا محمد احمد صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں معیت گر نہ ہو تیری تو گھبراؤں گلستہ میں. If I don't have your closeness, oh my Allah, then even if I'm in the enjoyable places of this dunya, I'm in a beautiful park or wherever else, all this entertainment of this dunya, but if you are not with me, oh Allah, then ghabrata ho. I'm restless. I don't find anything. Rahe tu saath to sehra mein gulshan ka maza paun. And if you are with me, oh my Allah, then even if I'm in a desert, then I get the enjoyment of a beautiful park and garden. So really these people who have found Allah Ta'ala, even in the times of difficulties, they don't have difficulty inside, because they are with Allah Ta'ala. But those who haven't found Allah Ta'ala, then those people, من أعرض عن ذكري, which Maulana Rafiq Saab explained, من أعرض عن ذكري فَإِدَّ لَهُ بَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. That person has a very, very narrow, he can have all the enjoyment, everything, all the comfort, but he's got ghabrahat all the time. May Allah Ta'ala grant us his love and his closeness, inshallah, in reality. Today we know the condition of our namaz. Even in namaz we haven't, even in sajda we haven't got that closeness with Allah Ta'ala. Then where are we going to have it outwardly? Our outward namaz is still not correct. Our postures of namaz outwardly are still not correct also. Then our inward namaz, how is that going to be? اور سہرہ کے سکوت سے انہیں پیام دوست ملتا ہے. اور سہرہ کے سکوت سے, and from the silence of the desert, انہیں پیام دوست ملتا ہے. They get the message of their friend. Our messages is on WhatsApp. There isn't a minute and you just hear the phone all the time. Visitors come and their phones are going and the host phones are ringing all the time. Or through, we getting messages from WhatsApp all the time. Hey, this message, that message, all the time it carries on. Maulana Saad Saab, Damat Barakatum in the Markaz, also finds it so hard. He says, you can't make mashura today. All the time this person is going with his phone running this side, that person is going with his phone running that side. You can't sit and make mashura properly also. So, but if you got Allah Ta'ala, then you don't need a phone also. And you get a payam dost milta hai. You get the message of your friend all the time. May Allah grant us. Before our maut, may Allah put us on this path. And before maut, may He out of His kindness grant us. Gaya mein bhool gulista ke sare afsane. I forgot all the stories of the orchards and the parks and the entertainment of this dunya. Diya piyam kuch aisa sukoot e sehrane. When the silence of the desert gave me such a message that I forgot everything of this world. Like that king, he was in his palace. But when Allah put that message in his heart, you have to find me. And to look and find Allah, that is also a thing. A person has to make lot of mujahada. We are living in comfort all the time. Like it is said about Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. He heard a noise on his bedroom roof, middle of the night. So he asked, what is this? Who is this? So that person said, I lost my camel, I'm looking for it. Say, stupid fool, you'll find your camel on my roof, the king's palace roof, you'll find your camel. He's saying, if you're looking for Allah in the comfort of your bed, how are you going to find Allah? So today we are more worried of our comfort, of our enjoyment. To find Allah, that is something else. We haven't got a whiff of it still. May Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, be kind to us and give us the desire to find Him. یعنی سہرہ کی خاموش نے پیام دوست کی کچھ ایسی غمازی کی. That is the silence of the desert gave me such a secret of my friend. He told me such a secret of my friends کہ اس کے لطف کے سامنے ہم دنیا فانی کے چند روزہ بہار کے سب افسانے بھول گئے. That in front of Allah Ta'ala's love, which our Shaykh Allah give jazai khair, explained to us that even Jannatis will forget Jannat when they'll see Allah. But that is, if we today we are making really ibadat to get Jannat, to save ourselves from Jahannam, which is fine, it is alright, it's permissible, there is nothing, it's not, but the real is that we do it for Allah's pleasure, that only for Allah's pleasure we make all our ibadat. So that friend gave me such a message that I forgot all the enjoyments and the thrills of this life, racing in a Ferrari or whatever else there may be of this dunya, womanizing, some people they liquor, some people they gambling, resorts, all these things. I forgot all that when I got the message from my friend. So this was the case with this king. Koh Darya Dasht Daman Se Diwana War Guzarta Hua. Going from the mountains and the seas and the rivers, he was just walking. A king all now alone. And the deserts and the jungles, like a mad person he was walking now. وہ بادشاہ اپنی حدود سلطنت سے نکل کر سرحد تبوک میں داخل ہو گیا. That king, he went out of his borders and he entered the next king's borders of Tabuk. تبوک میں داخل ہو گیا اور چہرہ نقاب ڈال لی تاکہ چہرہ کی جلالت شاہانہ سے لوگوں نہ سمجھ لے کہ یہ گودری پوش کسی ملک کا رئیس یا بادشاہ ہے. And he put a niqab, a cover over his face. Because he was a king, you can make out a king from his face. Though his life, with the food he eats, health that he has got, everything, you can make him out. So he covered, so nobody, that this person now has just got this little torn blanket over him. They mustn't think that he was a king or something. And he was walking out in the jungles looking for the love of Allah Ta'ala. ملک تبوک میں اس بادشاہ پر جب کئی فاقے گزر گئے. When he came in this country now, the next country, and time of food, one time of food, another time of food, time and time of food passed, but now no food. Imagine a king, a person who was a king, and now he's this is that to make bardash. Rahe taqwa mein hazar, you'll have to tolerate lot of difficulties. And today, if we don't just get our tea on time, we don't get the juice, we don't get one small thing, then we got complaints all the time. تو ضعف اور نقاہت سے مجبور ہو کر مزدوروں کے ساتھ اینٹیں بنانے لگا. Now because of his weakness and his hunger, he was helpless with laborers. He started making bricks. Where they were making bricks, he joined them. So he can get some money and he can buy some food. He joined them. اگرچہ چہرے پر نقاب پڑا رہتا تھا, but yet نقاب was on his face all the time and he was doing this work. لیکن جب کبھی ہوا کی جھونکوں سے ہٹ جاتا تو شاہی چہرہ کا جلال شاہانہ مزدوروں پر ظاہر ہو جاتا. But sometimes with the wind, that with نقاب on his face used to open, fly, and the other workers, they saw, they say, this is not an ordinary person, he's not a laborer, he's not an ordinary person, this is somebody else, there is something else here. آخر کار مزدوروں میں تذکرے ہونے لگے کہ یہ نقاب پوش کسی ملک کا سفیر یا کسی سلطنت کا بادشاہ معلوم ہوتا ہے. Then the other laborers all they started talking that it looks like this year he's a king of another country or he's an ambassador of another country or something. He's not here, he's just like a spy, or there is something behind this. He's not an ordinary person. Why is he covering his face? And when we see his face, then it's something else. رفتہ رفتہ یہ خبر ساری سلطنت میں مشہور ہو گئی اور شاہ تبوک تک بھی پہنچ گئی. دس ٹاک کیریڈ آن, آل دا پیپل اسٹارٹڈ ٹاکنگ, ٹل دا کنگ آف تبوک آلسو کیم ٹو یور آفس دیٹ دیر از دس کائنڈ آف اے پرسن از ورکنگ ود دا لیبرز. بادشاہ کو فکر ہوئی کہ مزدور کے بھینس میں کسی دوسرے سلطنت کا بادشاہ یا سفیر کہیں جاسوسی نہ کر رہا ہوں. The king of Tabuk thought that this person here just pretending, making a disguise of a laborer working, but he looks like he is a king or a spy of another country, and looks like اور میری سلطنت کے راز معلوم کر کے حملہ آور ہونے کا منصوبہ نہ بنا رہا ہو. And coming to here, and it must not be that he's looking for the secrets of our country here. And then he finds out all the secrets, then they will come and attack our country. And they will overtake our country. So I must find out what's happening here. تحقیق کرنی چاہیے کہ ماجرا کیا ہے, what is this happening, why is he carrying on like this. شاہ تبوک نے فوراً سامان سفر باندھا اور مزدوروں کی جھرمٹ میں گھس گیا. The king himself, he prepared himself, and he himself went amongst all the laborers now. When all the laborers were gathered, he went and he joined there amongst them. جہاں وہ نقاب پوش اینٹیں بنا رہا تھا, where that king who had that نقاب over his face, he was also with them and they were making these bricks. بادشاہ نے اس کے علاوہ تمام مزدوروں کو دور ہٹا دیا. The king let all the other laborers move them away. And he himself now was with this king here, this person with the niqab on his face. اور اس صاحب جمال کا نقاب اٹھا دیا. And that person, handsome king, who was beautiful, handsome, he made him lift up his niqab now. اور دریافت کیا کہ اے صاحب جمال, and he told him, oh, such a handsome person, آپ اپنے صحیح حال سے مجھے آگاہ کیجئے. Tell me the true condition of yours. Tell me what is your condition. آپ کا یہ روشن چہرہ شہادت دیتا ہے کہ آپ کسی ملک کے بادشاہ ہیں. This shining face of yours gives evidence that you're the king of a country. You're not an ordinary person. لیکن یہ فقر و مسکنت کس سبب سے ہے؟ But for what reason is this this poverty of yours? You are showing yourself to be a laborer. For what reason is this? In front we will read that he just said one or two words in the ear of that king, and he also left his country. And now they became two. This is when a person finds the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just like today, a person, you tell other people about cell phone, young boys, children, then they don't have the money. Yeah, in the madrasa, we take away the cell phones when we find them with students, and then they plead that please leave it, etc. But when you take it away, they're not so concerned. And we find, unfortunately, it's becoming a difficult condition for us also. End of the year, we give it back when they're going home, you can take it. They don't come collect it. They bought already another one. Where they get the money, how they do. But this is that how, so this king, when you have the love of Allah, and you blow, whisper that into your friend's ear, then he'll also become like that. Like today, dunya stinks all. How children, they know all about cell phone, cars, all that. It's ajeeb. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with the reality of his love. This is where what suluk and tasawwuf is all about. It starts with islah and tazkiyah, and that we must do just to, for the love of Allah. May Allah bless us. We are really all, I don't know, I speak for myself, very, very far from it. May Allah grant us this reality and bring it to us, inshallah. And make us his bandas and his slaves, inshallah.
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آو گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر, دیکھوں جدھر, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے مستا دم آخر میرے دل بائے میرے نا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق واللسان واجعلنا من الراشدين رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم إنا نسألك من صالح ما تؤتي الناس من المال والأهل والولد غير الضالين ولا مضلين اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم صلى الله على خير خلق محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.